More people than ever are struggling, and your donation can help to break the cycle of disadvantage and homelessness in the Northern Territory. To donate and to find out more about the appeal, you can go to abc.net.au/ntgives or just text the word donate to 1300 057 222. Across the next couple of weeks, we'll be meeting some of the legends who work across Anglicare's many programs to get a sense of just how your donation will help that vital work continue. So the first cab off the rank, you're going to go behind the scenes on how Anglicare helps homeless people in Katherine. Of course, the town of Katherine, a major service hub for more than 20,000 people across dozens of remote communities. Donna Warland is the program manager of Anglicare's homeless services based in Katherine. Donna, welcome to ABC Radio Darwin. Can you describe the kind of demand for support you see every day on the job?
Sure thing. Hi, everybody. Thanks for having us on the show. The demand, as you can imagine, is extremely high. I mean, our region just alone has 33 times the national average of youth homelessness and 20 times the national family homelessness. So you can imagine the demand is high and, of course, the resources are few.
Tell me about some of the programs that you look after, Donna.
Sure. I've got the Youth Accommodation Support and Outreach Program. I've got the Katherine Family Accommodation Support and Outreach Program. And I've also got the Stronger Homes Tenancy Support Program, which is funded all by Territory Housing.
They are obviously all big jobs, those three that you've just listed there. What do you personally get out of the job?
Well, there's obviously reward in approaching people with a strength-based way, in as much that we can give them the tools and the resources to be able to make their own decisions and empower themselves to a stronger future.
How long have you been working for Anglicare for, Donna?
Well, I've been with Anglicare just for 12 months, but I previously come from public housing perspective, where I worked with them for 12 years. So I have a good understanding of the knowledge of the area and the regions, having worked in all the 32 communities as well.
Yeah, and this type of job that you are doing, you know, you get some wins as well as some losses, as some of the challenges, but you also get some wins some of the time. Is there anything that's come to mind over the last 12 months where you've gone, oh, thank you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can actually think of one client in particular. She came to us as a young person, had a young family, and we were able to transition her from a youth accommodation support space to a family accommodation support space, where she now has her own full-time occupancy in public housing. She's working full-time, and we're now supporting her in the Stronger Homes, and she's just doing really, really well. We're so proud of her.
Yeah, and that's changing somebody's life, obviously, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
The donations that we're asking for, how will donations to Anglicare help you to do your work?
Well, obviously, there's a lot of brokerage required across the field for different people's needs. You know, and obviously, there's different size donations we can give. I mean, $20 would give power top up to vulnerable clients who, in this heat, you know, need to run the air conditioners for their, you know, maybe their babies or what have you, cleaning products or school bags, hygiene products, all that sort of stuff. I mean, $50 would give groceries, specialist clothes for funeral services, you know, blankets for the dry season, that sort of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
$150 would be like get a client a bus ticket out of a DV situation, you know, or protective gear for young people starting employment or training opportunities.
Yeah.
Those sorts of tools that wouldn't normally be able to access.
Well, good on you, Donna, for doing the amazing work you do, and keep up the good work. Thank you from everybody, I would say.
Thank you. Thank you, ABC Views.
Good on you. There's Donna Warland there, the program manager for the Anglicare's homeless program in Katherine. To donate and find out more about the appeal, go to abc.net.au/ntgives, or you can text the word donate to 1300 057 222. You will be hearing more amazing stories of the great work that Anglicare does right across the Northern Territory.